This episode is brought to you by Twilio, powering personalized customer experiences for leading brands. Visit twilio.com/Gartner to learn why Twilio was named a leader in Gartner's first ever 2023 Magic Quadrant for Communications Platform as a Service.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, October 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Automatic payments are a quick way to make sure your bills get paid. Just enter the numbers and forget about it. Easy, right? Problem is, people often overlook the risks.
Auto pay is really only a good option for people who have reliable income and steady spending habits, because otherwise you risk spending more than you could pay off in any given month.
We'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Amani Moise, about how to make auto pay work for you after the break.
As a City National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at City National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Auto pay is a convenient way to pay bills, but for many consumers, it winds up costing them money. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amani Moise joins me to discuss. So Amani, I've got a lot of my bills set up for auto pay. Is that pretty typical?
Absolutely, especially in 2023. So Fiserv, a payment processing company, they say that almost 80% of Americans have auto pay set up for at least one of their bills. But it's a lot more common for fixed expenses like maybe your cable bill than things that fluctuate from month to month, like a credit card bill.
Why has auto pay become so popular?
Because it's so easy. A lot of people don't really like to think about their bills if they can help it. So if setting up auto pay is one less thing you have to worry about, a lot of people would prefer to set it and forget it.
You mentioned people use it for cable bills and maybe sometimes credit card bills. What other types of bills do people typically use automatic payment programs for?
Well, automatic payments is really just a fancier way of saying that you're authorizing another entity to take money from your account. So if you have any type of subscription product like a magazine or a gym membership, that's already happening on a recurring basis.
Now, setting up automatic payments in advance seems like a good way to avoid missed or late payments. And yet in your reporting, you found that total fees and interest paid by credit card holders rose 19% from 2015 to 2020. How did that happen?
In theory, the benefit of auto pay is that it's supposed to help consumers be better about paying their bills on time so that they afford late fees. But what I found in my reporting is that people who use auto pay tend to pay a smaller percentage of their bills overall compared to when they would make manual payments. So in a situation with a credit card, if you're paying less of that balance, that means you're potentially paying more in interest.
Why would people choose to pay less?
It's all about the defaults. So when you're setting up auto pay, you're typically presented with three options. You could set it for your minimum payment, pay in full every month, or you could set a custom flat dollar amount to pay every month. Most people, they tend to stick with the two extremes since it's the easiest setting than entering your own custom amount. But when someone selects pay in full, they're more likely to change their setting over time because that's not always affordable. When people select minimum payment, they tend to keep that setting. And since it's automated, meaning they don't have to worry about it, they're less likely to go back, pay their bill, and make additional payments so that they're not just making the minimum payment.
That minimum payment option you mentioned may be more affordable, but now the consumer is on the hook for interest as well, right?
Yes. When you're making a minimum payment, you're typically paying a lot more in interest because the way that the requirements are set up, they're different from account to account, depending on where you get your credit card from. But that minimum payment typically only represents like 2% of your overall bill. That's not very much. And it's not a really good way to get out of debt if that's your goal.
So let's say I sign up for auto pay somewhere. Does that have an effect on my credit score?
Not directly. It can benefit your score if it helps you avoid missed payments, because not missing payments makes up a good percentage of your score. But signing up for AutoPay by itself doesn't necessarily have an impact on your score.
But what happens if someone's enrolled in AutoPay, but when the payment day comes and they have insufficient funds in their bank account?
So if you don't have an overdraft protection set up, then that payment will be rejected. So an issuer will typically try that payment twice, maybe a few days apart, to give you a chance to transfer some money. But after two returned payments, they tend to just unenroll that customer from AutoPay. Being unenrolled doesn't have a direct impact on your credit score because that's not reported to the bureaus. However, your lender's probably going to be taking a closer look at your account because now they think that you're potentially a riskier customer. And that means that maybe they're less likely to extend you more credit if you apply for it, or they could even reduce your credit limit.
And that could affect credit card applications, mortgages, and things like that down the line?
Yes, because if you have a lower limit, then your credit utilization usually goes up, and that has a direct impact on your credit score.
So there's some responsibility here with the consumer to manage their spending.
Financial advisors say that AutoPay is really only a good option for people who have reliable income and steady spending habits, because otherwise you risk spending more than you could pay off in any given month, and then you're facing potential overdraft fees or return payments and late fees, and that quickly can offset any savings that you'll have from AutoPay and potentially create more headaches for you to deal with when AutoPay was supposed to make your life easier.
What other risks with AutoPay should people be aware of?
More broadly than just credit cards, you want to make sure that you're keeping tabs on all of the automatic payments that you have set up, just to make sure that you don't end up paying for things that you no longer need. For example, a gym membership in a city that you no longer live in, or maybe you're paying for a magazine that you no longer read. Regularly checking your statements is a good way to keep tabs on what payments are coming out. And if you see something that shouldn't be there, you should call your bank right away.
So how do credit experts say people should approach AutoPay so it doesn't cost them money or appear risky to banks?
The best option, if you can afford it, is to set your AutoPay to pay off in full. Now, if you don't trust yourself and there's a risk that you'll overspend 1 month, what you should do is set your own mental limit and set an AutoPay to match that limit. So say that's going to restrict yourself to spending $500 on your credit card a month, set your AutoPay to $500. Another strategy that you can try is to schedule your AutoPay days to match up with your income. So on the days that you receive your paycheck, that way you know for a fact that money's going to be in your account and you're not at risk of spending it before that AutoPay gets triggered. Lastly, financial advisors say there's also value in just doing things the old school way. So setting up reminders and paying your balance yourself. That way you have a dedicated time to check over your statement every month, review your finances, and look for any fraudulent charges.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amani Moiz. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show was produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy and deputy editor Chris Zinsley. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.